This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 292 for Thursday, March 2nd. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ICE futures canola market consolidated on Wednesday's gains due to support from comparable oils. Chicago soybean, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil were all higher. Meanwhile, crude oil was also in positive territory as optimism towards the recovery of Chinese demand outweighed concerns over monetary tightening from central banks. The Canadian dollar was steady compared to Wednesday's close. The May canola contract was up $6.70 per ton at $825.30. In the U.S., corn was down while soybeans and wheat both moved upwards. The U.S. Department of Agriculture showed that corn export bookings totaled 598,000 tons for the week ended February 23rd, at the low end of trade expectations and down 27% from the previous week. Export shipments were 666,000 tons, similar to the past 2 weeks, but down 43% from the same week last year. According to NASS, 443.55 million bushels of U.S. corn were used for ethanol production during the month of January. Brazil's total corn crop was estimated to be 128.5 million tons, according to ag firm AgroConsult. The May corn contract was down 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.34. The USDA reported that nearly 360,700 tons of soybeans were sold for export during the week ended February 23rd, a marketing year low. The week's exports totaled 881,000 tons for a season total of 41.6 million. More than 212,000 tons of soy meal were sold during the week, 15,000 below the 5-week average, while nearly 1,200 tons of soy oil were sold. According to NASS, 191.13 million bushels of U.S. soybeans were crushed in January, with soy meal production at 4.26 million tons and 2.25 billion pounds of soy oil made. The USDA's attaché in Brazil, as well as the USDA and AgroConsult, predict the country's soybean output at a record 153 million tons. The May soybean contract was up 15 U.S. cents per bushel at $15.09. More than 284,000 tons of U.S. wheat were sold for export during the week ended February 23rd, down 16% from the previous week and down 5% from the same week last year. That same week, 610,000 tons were shipped for export, a 21-week high. Russia's Sovcon cut its 2023-24 wheat production estimate by 700,000 tons to 85.3 million, citing harsh winter weather conditions. The May Chicago wheat contract was up 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.13. The May Kansas City hard red wheat contract was up 10 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.26. The May Minneapolis spring wheat contract was up 12 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.75. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Thursday, March 2nd. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.